what does Randy open up when he goes deep? What does he open up short? As far as this is threading in deep, what's that open up short?
I think he caught a bunch of short routes tonight. I think they made a concerted effort not to let him run deep. So you just kind of take what they give you. And the way we were running the ball, I think there was pretty good balance out there. So if they decide they want to cover deep, we try to throw it short. If they want to jump the short stuff, we try to throw it deep. So it's kind of a cat and mouse game out there. And it's a very good defense. They had a lot of pressure on us early. And a lot of pressure with just the front four, really, without blitzing. But we handled it, and I think the second half was much more indicative of the way we really want to play the game. I think the first half we struggled quite a bit to really find our rhythm, but once we did, I think we executed much better.
Were you impressed with the play of Sammy today? Stepping in for
a little bit. He ran great. He's such a powerful runner, and he's deceptively fast. I think he played great. He really. Such a professional, and we played against him for a bunch of years, and now he's on our team. I think he really explodes through tackles, and it seems like he's always falling forward, which is a great thing for a running back, and he's so strong and durable, and he catches the ball well. He stiff arms guys. He's been a great addition to this team. He's got a great attitude, too.
Hey, Tom, for all of the success that you've had throughout your career, what's your level of confidence right now with this offense and the rhythm and the momentum and just how things are flowing now compared to the past? Is it any different for you?
Well, I mean, I think we're still trying to make improvements out there, and there's quite a few things that we could have done better tonight. Like I said, the first half we really struggled, I thought, offensively to find our rhythm. And then in the second half, I don't know if we punted on how many incompletions we had in the second half, but we were running it well and we were throwing it on our terms. And it was much more the style that we want to play. But it's a long season. I mean, we're only four games into it. And it's great to be 4-0, but we've got some big challenges ahead. And starting with this week, team X score a lot of points, and it's a short week for us. And this is the worst part about Monday Night Football right here is after the game. And Tuesday really goes fast, and you got to get into your preparation so you don't lose too much ground on the other team.
You amazed with Mike Vrabel and, you know, the routine you guys got going on.
Yeah.
Down the goal
line. Yeah. He's something out there, and I think he's back in Ohio, so feels good on his own home turf.
How do you adjust your pass? How do you keep the other tight ends happy?
Sorry?
How do you keep, like, Watson and keep them happy if we're able to steal in the touchdown?
I think they're happy as long as we're scoring. So.
Oh, I don't know about them.
No? Maybe you know more than I do. But as long as we're scoring, hey, man, you do what you can do to help the team. And Mike's a great threat down there. I think he's very elusive, and he attacks the football when it's up there. He's made some big catches. He had touchdowns and Super Bowls, and he's a threat when he's out there.
Tom, you've thrown to a lot of great receivers in your career. But never have you thrown 34 balls to a guy and caught 31 of them. Like, yeah. It's like, you know, 90%. And how is that happening?
Yeah.
Explain that to us.
Well, hopefully we're just throwing it to him when he's open. So, I mean, I'd love to keep that completion percentage up there when we're throwing to him. But he doesn't drop any balls. I mean, he's a great receiver. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He commands double coverage quite a bit, and he finds ways to beat double coverage. And when you don't double cover him, he's always has the threat to go deep. So they play him deep, and you throw it underneath. And he's got deceptively quick moves at the line of scrimmage, which happened, I think, on the last touchdown pass. The guy kind of tried to quick jam him, and he just slipped him. And his eyes were about that big as he squirted, you know, kind of squirted right up the field. And I just laid it up there. And, of course, he's going to come down with it. So he's a great threat out there, and I thought Dante played his best game thus far as a Patriot. Wes continues to do great things. You know, the tight ends are always involved in the passing game. The backs made some big catches out of the backfield. So when we can keep everybody involved in the passing game, I think that's what creates the most problem for defenses. So it's not like you can just throw to one guy because, hey, we've got, you know, whatever, 70 other completions on the year that aren't going to Randy. You know, they got to, if they don't want to cover the other guys, we'll throw it to the other guys.
Is he surprised you with the depth of his short routes? Because, you know, you didn't have any time in training to really work with them. And so now you're dusting off a lot of short routes that you haven't had a chance to really work with.
Well, he's been playing for a long time. I mean, I think this is his 10th year. So he's run pretty much every route in the book. And for a quarterback, he's got great body language, and which really helps me anticipate the throws. So, and he's a professional, and he's a very smart football player. So, he's easy to read.
So, can you compare? This is the fourth game with Randy. So, how much more in sync do you feel after the fourth game compared to say the opener? I mean, how much has that changed in 3 weeks?
Yeah. I think we're just continuing to grow, and hopefully we can build on the previous games. Things that may have come up in the first four, we can use those next week. You know, the idea is not to regress or make mistakes on things that you've already covered. And I think we're fortunate that really hasn't come up. So the mistakes that we have, we correct, and then hopefully if they come up again, we've already moved past that. And I think the way this offense is performing, if we continue to run the ball and then throw it really on our terms, it's tough to stop because it's just there's too many one-on-one matchups out there. And we got to find ways to keep finding those one-on-ones and the guys that are going to get open.
You mentioned the one touchdown pass where he got free, but the other one where you threw it on his outside shoulder, it was like an alley-oop pass, but
yeah. –
Normally, you put it up the shoulder pad,
yep,
on the outside shoulder. You wouldn't normally see a guy catch it there.
Yeah.
Did you go there specifically because you knew that was the spot where you would catch it?
Yeah, I just tried to throw it as high as I can. I think I was aiming for the third row in the stands, and he just jumped up and grabbed it. So he's got a great leaping ability, and he's got a great timing on it and a great sense for when that ball's coming. So anytime he faces a cornerback that's not quite his size, you just try to throw it up there where only Randy can catch it. And we've done that in practice quite a bit, and it's tough for those DBs because, hey, when you're 6'5" and you've got a 35-inch vertical leap and a huge wingspan, you've got great hands, I mean, there's only so many places you can defend. And he just made a great catch on that ball. I think the great thing was just coming down with his feet in bounds. That was the great part. He's got great body control to catch it and secure the catch with a guy on him and then come down and tap his feet. And that was a big play in the game. I was right with, I think, 3 minutes left and a half. And to put us up 10, and there was no looking back after that.
All right,
thanks, guys.